down. Put.
You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you for episode 80. That's right, that's a big one. Episode 80 of Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm feeling accomplished.
Oh, that's good. It's good to feel accomplished.
I mean, I don't normally do a lot in life.
No. Some would say you do more by trying to avoid the actual work than if you did the actual work.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I would say that would be accurate.
Yeah.
But since, you know, the show is not making lots of money.
Not lots yet.
It's not making any money.
Well, we have $10 of stock options that have been purchased.
Yes.
So,
which we haven't really done anything with yet.
It's not a profit because we've spent way more than that.
Yes.
So, yes.
Yeah, we're actually in the hole.
Way in the hole.
But as a result of that, my wife calls me. She was driving the car. She's freaking out.
Yeah.
It's having problems.
That's a horrible situation.
It's the worst. She's with my son. She's bringing him back from like urgent care because he hurt himself, and she's crying in the car driving home because the car's shaking and she doesn't know what's going on. And so I get the car, I drive it to AutoZone,
yeah,
which I kind of thought I knew what it was ahead of time. Now, I'm not a car guy, but I've had this problem before.
Sure.
Whoa, in the world was that?
And that was a text from my wife.
Okay. Sorry. And pull into AutoZone, plug it in, it's an ignition coil in the AutoZone parking lot. I swapped it out. It was a total of $68. Car drives perfectly. It's like brand new.
Nice. You're a regular, I don't know.
I feel good. I'm not a car guy. I'm not a mechanic.
No.
But I can do simple things.
And you did it.
And I did it. And
so
I feel good.
You feel accomplished.
Yeah, and I'd probably save $300 had I taken it anywhere. It would have been, just to look at it, it's like $300.
Any celebratory.
Yeah, so when I was done, I immediately drove to Burger King.
As you do.
As one does. Mm-hmm. And I have a coupon for buy a Whopper, get a Whopper for free.
So why not?
I had two Whoppers.
Nice.
And a large Coke.
Tonight was a crazy night for us, too. My daughter had a play, a school musical thing.
Yeah.
And so
that's the worst.
Yeah, it's you just want to see your kid. So you're not interested in all the other kids.
No.
And if your kid doesn't have a big part, you're like, well, why does that kid get the big part?
Yeah.
Why doesn't my kid get the part?
Why am I even here?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But she did great. It was awesome. Yada, yada, yada. On our way home, I said, all right, to celebrate, you can pick where we go to eat. Because it was too late to go home and make dinner.
Yeah.
So let's go to eat somewhere. Where do you want to go? She said, Red Lobster.
I said, well, that's a good choice.
Yeah. I said, well, let's bring the price tag down just a little bit, honey. So
she don't want to drop 50 bills.
Yeah. So her next choice was she wanted to go to Taco Bell. So we went to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And they have a new thing called like a taco burrito.
Okay.
And I was like, that looks good. It looks like a tiny burrito, you know? So I thought I'll get three of them because I figured they were taco sized.
Yeah.
They weren't. They were burrito size.
Okay.
And so I had three of them.
Yeah.
I could have just eaten one, maybe two, but I ate all three, and I feel horrible about myself because I bought them, and they're just sitting there. Nobody else is going to eat them.
Well, for me, I just wanted a Whopper, but I have this coupon, buy a Whopper, get a Whopper.
It'd be a crime not to.
I have to.
You have to.
So we've been working out every morning playing basketball, and
both
of us have completely just flushed it down the toilet.
Yes. Although I feel pretty good. I've been not eating any sugar, and now
three burrito tacos.
Okay, well, you know, I'm just
didn't
making,
you tell me the other day you're not going to do bread anymore or something?
I'm working bread out slowly.
So
right?
you did a three burrito taco thing.
Yeah, but this flat bread, right? So it's not like bread. Listen, it's all a process.
It's carbs. It's all carbs.
So
why is all the fun stuff to eat, the good stuff, like bad for you?
Well, I don't know. That's always the case.
It's pretty close. There's a lot of food I love to eat that's really, really bad
right.
for me.
Not a lot of food you love to eat that's really good for you.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, man, I really want to dig into a bag of carrots. No, I want to dig into a bag of potato chips.
I like carrots.
Carrots are okay.
Yeah.
I'd rather eat potato chips.
Not always for me. Sometimes I'd rather have carrots than potato chips.
No, no way.
Jeez. Well, today, speaking of food, we'll just stay on the subject.
Yeah.
I'm on my way home where I just picked up Levi, my oldest son. He's 13 years old.
Okay.
Seventh grade.
Yeah, he's a beanpole.
We get into the car, and he goes, I had a hot sub at school today. And
your mind thinks a hot substitute teacher.
I only heard it that way.
Yeah.
And I thought, there has to be something else. I didn't respond. There was like a long pause.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
This, my mind just, I automatically thought.
My first thought is that.
Yeah, I heard sub, and I thought substitute teacher.
Yeah.
And he said at school.
Yeah.
So if he would have said I had a hot sub for lunch today,
right.
Then my mind, but he said I had a hot sub
at,
I had
school.
At school today.
Yeah, like in math class.
That's what I was thinking originally. But I'm glad I waited, because I was like, this has to mean something
Did
else.
Did you bring it up to him?
So eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually, it took about maybe 15 seconds. It was just a long, awkward pause.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, my brain did the work. And I was like, wait a minute. He's talking about a submarine sandwich that was warmed.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, did it taste good? You know, so, yeah. So that was
Then did you bring up the substitute teacher?
No, I didn't bring it up with him.
Okay.
It would have embarrassed him.
Yeah, but that's fun.
Yeah, that's true. It is fun to embarrass your kids.
So did you have that hot sub in math class again? Like, you got to say that tomorrow when you pick him up.
All right.
No, what are you talking about? You said yesterday you had a hot sub.
Yeah, he's 13 years old, so he's not quite kind of like talking like that or anything,
yeah.
You know. So anyway, so that was that. Now, as far as the show goes, we are not too big to – we're too big to do a lot of things. We're too big to fly without purchasing two seats. We're too big – no, that's not true. We're not too big to admit that we made a mistake.
We make mistakes almost on a weekly basis.
On the regular,
We're
making mistakes. So, a little correction from last week's episode. Adam, the male nurse, texted me. The Milwaukee Brewers logo that you drafted, we failed to mention that the it's not just a glove. It's an M with a B on the inside of it.
Well, we know that. We just didn't bring it up.
I didn't know it.
I didn't know it either.
Okay. And he also said that the Expos M includes an E and a B, because we were saying it looks like Elb. Well, apparently that's on purpose, because it's Expos Baseball. Is what the E and the B stands for.
What's the L?
Well, it is no L. So it's like an M and then an E on one side and a B on the other side. So it's like Montreal's Expos Baseball is what it's supposed to stand
okay.
for.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just wanted to get that out. We failed to mention that. We didn't give you the full story.
Well,
Adam filled in the gaps.
20 minutes after that episode dropped, both our phones started blowing up. Johnny
Meadows.
Johnny Meadows.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't think that I could survive 30 days in the wilderness.
Yeah, because you had mentioned that you're watching Alone.
Yes.
The show, the History Channel show, where they put you out in the middle of nowhere completely by yourself.
On demand, you can stream it. So
you get to select
halfway through season
so
one.
Many items to bring with you.
You're allowed to select 10 items.
10 items.
That's a lot.
To bring with you. A tarp, an axe, a knife, some kind of fire starter.
Yeah.
And the idea is basically, how long can you be alone? And there's a button that you can push at some point and call for help, and they'll come get you. Last person out there by themselves is the winner.
Yeah.
And so you said you could win by putting on, in your words, 50 pounds of...
400 pounds.
Oh, 400 pounds of peanut butter fat.
Yeah. Well, I'm currently 240, so if I added 160 pounds of peanut butter
fat. Sure. So I feel like that would backfire, but we don't have to go over that again.
Yeah.
So John then texted us and said, basically, you can't do this. And if you could do it, he challenged you.
Yes.
Put down his own money. Now, it wasn't $500,000.
Yeah.
But there was an end date. And he put down his own money and said, if you can last for 30 days and let him film it, he would pay you $10,000.
Listen. The truth is, I've got some things I have to do in the next, like, 6 months. But come, like, September, October, I could totally do this, I think.
So you're going to call his bluff?
He does not understand something.
Right.
I can sleep for, like, 20 days.
Right.
That means I'm only awake for 10 days.
You've been missing sleep for the last 14 years.
Since I started having kids, I haven't slept.
Yeah.
I mean, not regularly.
You got some catching up to do.
I love to sleep. Sleeping's the best.
It's amazing. Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I love to eat too, but
sure.
Like 30 days is nothing.
Come on. What are we talking about?
It's 30 days.
30 days.
I could totally do it.
We'll
listen, a hammock.
Mm-hmm.
A tarp to stay dry.
Uh-huh.
And a fire. I think I'm good.
I think you'd want an axe for wood cutting.
I just pick up debris.
Okay.
I don't even think I need an axe.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, a fire starter, a hammock, and a tarp. I think I'm good to go.
You think you're good to go?
Well, I need, like, a bucket. Something to collect water in to drink.
Okay.
Boil water and drink.
See, this is... You start... You
but
start
that's it. All that's I need it. Is a hammock, a tarp,
mm-hmm.
a fire starter, and mm-hmm. a bucket.
What Four about things. Something to protect yourself?
Like what?
A knife or an axe?
I don't
or,
need any of that.
Or a spear?
No, you stand up really tall in front of the animal, and you get real big, and you get yell.
Big. You get big.
Yeah.
Okay.
And animals hate fire. Have you ever seen Jungle Book?
I have.
Yeah, you just hold fire up to the animal and it's terrifying.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Okay. It's what separates us from the beasts.
Fire.
Fire.
Yeah.
I have made fire. All right, so so that's that. So right into the show, if you would watch that YouTube series that John would put together, I think it could be amazing. I would watch it.
I would do it. I really would.
Mm-hmm. I would just show up. And help him film, because it'd just be fun to be around.
Well, if you're filming it, then I'm not alone.
That's true. I think John just wants to be incognito. Like,
like don't look hiding in the bushes.
Yeah. Don't bother.
I'd just be sleeping in a hammock. There's nothing to see. You'd be throwing rocks at me in a hammock.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there you go. Well, one thing that happened last week, which happens every spring, which I always feel is a little bit like, all right, whatever, is college football teams have their spring game.
Yeah.
Which is basically... If you're Alabama, it's red versus white. If you're USC, it's yellow versus red or whatever.
Michigan, blue and gold.
Yeah. Scarlet and gray for Ohio State. And so you have your spring game where basically it's a glorified practice that you sell tickets and concessions for.
Yeah.
And we said, hey, why not take our entire families to this Ohio State spring game? We went.
So there's... 15, 20 of us? How many? 18?
15, 20 of us. I would say that stadium seats 110,000 people?
Yeah, but they were working on C-Deck.
Yeah.
And so there was a quarter of it that they didn't even sell tickets for because they're working on that section.
Yeah.
I think they sold out all available tickets.
Right. So you're talking like 80,000 people, 90,000 people.
And if the C-Deck wasn't getting worked on, there'd be 100,000. 110,000 people.
It's just absolutely crazy.
Well, here's the thing. So our brother-in-law said this as we were sitting there.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with him.
Yeah.
He goes, this is why I like coming to the spring game.
Yeah.
It reminds me that I like to watch them at home.
For a cheaper price.
For a cheaper price on the TV.
Yeah.
Sit on my own couch, eat my own food.
Right.
Being able to hit pause, go to the bathroom, come back.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Football was made for television.
I can't stand going to the live games.
I'd never been.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been to 4 or 5 games.
Yeah.
Like, a couple games that meant something. I think 1 year I was at a Penn State game.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Right.
I don't care, though. I'd much rather watch it at home on the TV.
Sure. Yeah.
You know. But the biggest thing is I just want to do it for my kids.
Right.
Because my kids, they didn't know it was a spring game. It's practice.
No.
You know, they're kind of confused. I'm like, so who's playing who? Who are we rooting for?
Right, yeah.
But apart from that, the whole experience, the band, the players on the field, the crowd, the concession.
Very exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah. My son loved the band. As soon as the band was done, he's like, I don't want to watch this anymore.
Yeah.
So that was that breakdown of the game. JT Barrett might not be very good at throwing a football.
He has, like, every Big Ten record.
Yeah.
But it's just because he started as a freshman.
He missed everybody he threw to, and he threw an interception.
Well, he hit the defense, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He threw it, I don't know, on purpose to the defense, but it went right to the defense.
It was a very catchable ball for the defense.
Whoever number 10, quarterback number 10, looked pretty good.
He was throwing long balls on a dime.
Yeah. I don't know who he is.
I don't know. Is Burrows, I think, is his last name?
I don't know. QB number 10.
QB number 10.
I'm rooting for him.
I'm all in on QB number 10.
I want to slide Burrows. JT Barrett to a wide receiver like we did Braxton Miller.
Yeah.
And put QB number 10 in.
And let him just throw
long balls. I'm not even going to call him by his name. I'll just call him QB number 10.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a famous number 10 quarterback?
I'm sure there's been a famous 10.
It seems like 7's a big number. 11.
16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. There has to have been. Well, now it's QB number 10.
I think Troy Smith might have been number 10.
Yeah. I think that sounds right. It doesn't really matter.
Heisman winner.
Heisman winner.
Very good.
I always felt like he could have been better in the pros.
Yeah.
Like he never got a real shot at it.
I don't think he did.
Yeah.
He went to San Francisco.
No, he went to Baltimore.
I know he's... I think he might have been both.
Right. Either
Maybe
way.
Baltimore first and then San Francisco.
I think it was Baltimore first and then San Francisco. I don't think he ever got a fair shot. So then the other thing that's happening, that's whatever that is. It is whatever. It doesn't really mean anything. The other thing that's happening is Major League Baseball has really just started, and the Cincinnati Redlegs have the best record in all of baseball right now.
We were dead wrong.
Dead wrong. They've already gotten more wins than I thought that they were going to get.
It's unbelievable. I'm a huge Reds fan. I always have been, but
sure.
I honestly believed that they had a chance at going 500.
Yeah,
like best possible scenario they go 500.
That was best. I didn't think they'd go 500. Yeah. That's 81 wins. I think I predicted like 66 wins was my prediction.
Yeah, I think my official prediction was 68.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. Best case scenario, they go 500.
Right,
but they have a good shot at. Maybe 90 games at this point.
And Cardinals fans are already saying, like, if we don't do something within the next 2 weeks, we could be digging a hole for ourselves that we can't get out of.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird to think about.
It's May.
Yeah.
No, is it April? It's April.
It's
April. Not even May yet.
It's April 20th. We're 10 days away from May.
Yeah.
And we're already talking about this.
You got May, June, July,
so,
August. There's a long
way
to go.
That being said, what are your way too early Major League Baseball predictions?
Well, I'm hanging tight with my...
MVP.
Beef. MVP. I picked Bryce Harper.
Crushing it.
Yes.
He is absolutely
I told you.
You did tell me.
How old is he right now? 24?
Yeah, he's playing for a contract, too.
Yeah, well, he's still young. He came in at 19.
I think he's going to get a $400 million deal. That's my prediction.
Will that be the biggest?
Yeah.
What's the current biggest?
I don't know.
Previous biggest?
But I think he'll get $40 million a year for 10 years.
He might be worth it.
He might be.
That seems crazy, but if he stays healthy...
And you have him from 25 to 35, that age range.
Yeah,
yeah. Well,
and then at the end, you sign him for 5 more years, restructure his contract, stretch
for the last 3. You turn him into a first baseman
or DH.
Yeah,
I mean, he might not stay at Washington forever.
Right,
he bounce over to the American League.
Yeah,
you know.
So you're hanging on to that one.
That one's a great pick, and it's lock solid.
Lock. It's your lock of the week. So, any other predictions?
Rookie Davis, Cy Young.
From the Reds. I like the other guy better. Amir Garrett, yeah. I think is his name.
Yeah.
That guy's good, man.
Yeah.
Like, I think he had 11 strikeouts. And I don't know if he technically got the loss yesterday, but he's either 2-1 or 2-0. When he started the game, his ERA was like 1.4 or something like that. I mean, he's doing a really, really, I mean, just really great.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys coming out of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
It's just way too early. The truth is, it is. It's way too early. We're 3 weeks into the season?
Yeah. If the season ended today, right now, here are your...
3 weeks into the year.
Here are your division winners. The Orioles, the Tigers, the Astros.
Which we picked, right?
We did pick the Astros. I guess the Tigers are tied with Cleveland.
Okay, we picked Cleveland.
We picked Cleveland, okay. So we got that right.
We did not pick Baltimore.
Well, we didn't, but technically they have a better percentage, but less wins.
Okay.
So we did pick Boston, and Boston has 10 wins.
Okay.
And Baltimore's 9, so that's pretty good. Washington for the National League East,
we
picked
had that.
We
had that, right? Yeah.
Central, the Reds.
We did not have that. We had them dead last.
Yeah. We had
not only in the Central, but in all of Major League Baseball.
In all of baseball.
Yeah.
The Cubs are one game behind. And then the Rockies out in the West are tied with the Diamondbacks. We picked the Dodgers.
I think I remember saying I wanted to go Diamondbacks.
You did?
I thought so.
Well, it's written down somewhere. So
yeah.
So yeah, it's, you know, I mean,
hey,
basically
we did okay.
Basically, we're at the NFL point of the Major League Baseball season.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Like at this many games in Major in the NFL, it's like time to do the playoffs.
Yeah.
We
exactly.
know who the best teams are.
Right. No, you haven't even started. You haven't even seen all your pitchers yet.
Right. Yeah, that's why I think that's one of the reasons why there's so much quote-unquote parity in the NFL. There's so few games that, you know, you have a bad run of 2 or 3 games. It's not reflective of who you are.
Yeah.
You know, if obviously you could never play 162 games, but if you could, hypothetically speaking, then I think...
Nobody could stay healthy.
Well, nobody could stay healthy, but like in a computer simulation standpoint
like
or
playing
whatever.
A game every day, like 6 days a week.
That would be awesome. Just guys just passing
the rosters out. Would have to be like... 300-man rosters just to get guys fresh in
it'd
there.
It'd be a totally different strategy to everything.
Yeah.
Just get 7 running backs that you just cycle through. Like a different – you throw out like a different
Yeah.
Like, you'd do a lot of subbing, I think, just to keep legs
Well,
fresh.
I think you would play, like, your B team against bad teams.
Right.
Hoping that you could beat them with your B team and keep your A team for the good teams.
Sure. Every once in a while, give your A team a rest and let them beat up a bad team.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
No, that's horrible.
Talk to Roger.
Honestly, at the end of football season, I'm done with football.
Yeah.
I think every season is perfectly timed.
I totally agree.
With the exception of
what?
NBA. The regular season in the NBA is way too long.
We have talked about this. The other day we were at Dad's house.
Yeah.
We came up with the solution for the...
This would fix it.
NBA
yeah.
regular season
yeah.
plus the postseason.
Yeah.
There are... Now, this all depends on the fact that we think that there are
32 teams. Yeah.
If there aren't 32 teams, just change the math.
Right.
So, 32 teams
in the NBA. We could figure it out really quick.
We're not going to do that.
No.
So, 32 teams in the NBA. So, it is a 64-game season. You need to move your phone.
I don't know why. I mean,
what do you have every notification on?
I don't know how to shut them off. My phone keeps on buzzing.
32 teams. Yeah. It's a 64-game schedule. Every team plays a home and away with every other team.
Right.
So does that mean...
62,
right. So 62 games, you play a home and away with every single team in the league.
Right.
And then there is no East, there is no West, there's no Atlantic Division, there's none of that.
Right.
Then you just take the top 8 seeds of the regular season, and you just play a playoff.
I thought we were talking about putting everybody in seeding.
I don't like that idea.
Well, we talked about... seeding everybody and making the playoffs progressively
3 games, 5 games, 7 right. games.
So the you know Golden State Warriors would have the best record.
Be playing a 3-game series against the absolute worst team in the league, the Nets.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It would give everybody a chance,
but it takes away some incentive in the regular season because then it's like. Well, we're going to make the playoffs anyway. There's no.
It's all about seeding. You want to get a better seed to play a better team.
Yeah, you do want to get a better seed, I guess. I don't know. I don't like that, but I do like the 62-game schedule.
Yeah.
Play a home and away with everybody and get rid of West and East and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I would like that.
Yeah.
I think it'd be good.
We solve the problems.
Yeah, the NBA, the regular season's way too long.
Way too long.
It would screw up all the records. That's the biggest reason not to do it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess. But I don't know that it's like baseball, though, for me. I don't really care about the season-long records and all that stuff.
Well, it's hard because you can make a pretty good comparison to like what Westbrook is doing now compared to what Oscar Robertson did, you know, 60 years ago.
Sure.
Because it's similar enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if you shrink the season down by 30% or 20% or whatever,
yeah,
those numbers don't compute.
Yeah.
It's just not the same.
Yeah. But I think it would make it better.
It would make it better. And it'd be for the sake of the – health of the National Basketball.
Call David Stern. Let him know.
I don't think he's doing it anymore.
Well, I know. Silver. Adam Silver is, but I feel like you could get a hold of David Stern better, and then he could get a hold of Adam Silver.
You could probably like, just like...
David Stern could call Adam Silver right now, and he would pick up the phone. If I call Adam Silver, but nobody's calling David Stern. So if I call David Stern...
Yeah,
I feel like I can get in there.
Who's the guy before Stern?
I have no idea. Stern's been there forever.
Yeah.
He was there for a long time. So there you go. As far as the NBA playoffs go right now, as we're speaking, the Cavs just beat the Pacers. So the Cavs are up 3-0. They went 119-114. It got a little sketchy early on in the game, but the Cavs ended up pulling it out. So where we're at so far in the NBA playoffs, does anything at all make you...
The Celtics are down 2 games.
Right.
That's...
To the Bulls.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not good.
The Celtics are good. Or I thought they were. I don't know why they're not performing.
Right. And if we have... if we have... What are you doing?
I was just looking at the time.
Okay. Yeah, we're almost out of time.
I'm just saying, we got to hurry this up.
Okay, let's hurry.
You're stalling. I don't know why you're stalling.
I'm not trying to stall. I just lost my train of thought because it happens sometimes, Jason.
What are you saying?
Celtics are down 2-0.
I don't like it. I thought they were better in this. I thought they could win. I thought they could beat the Cavs.
They were overachievers in the playoffs. I mean, the regular season. And the Cavs were kind of like, 2 seed, 1 seed, it's all the same to us. Don't care.
Celtics lose, all of a sudden Cavs are number 1 seed.
In my mind, the Cavs are already the number 1 seed.
they don't play seven games at home.
Toronto might lose. Toronto's getting their butt kicked by the Bucks right now.
Good.
And the Celtics might lose. And then the other team in the East that is probably then the next best team would be the Wizards, and they're winning their series, I think, 2-0 over the Hawks, I think. So, I don't know. In the East, the Cavs are coming out. Let's just settle that right now. The Cavs are coming out. Now, in the West, Golden State is pounding the Trailblazers. I got to see some of the San Antonio-Memphis game the other day.
Yeah.
San Antonio looks good. Yeah. Like, really, really good. Like, they have just figured some things out.
Do you know Mike Conley has never had a technical foul?
Really?
Yeah.
He almost got one.
I know.
Because he
never
was,
had one.
That should tell you something. Like, when he does, like, really throw a fit like that.
Yeah.
Because Fizdale, the coach for the Grizzlies, was really upset after the game because he felt like... He felt like the officiating was bad. I watched the game.
Yeah.
Actually, in the Atlanta airport, I watched the game with a bunch of strangers while I was eating a Philly steak and cheese sandwich. No, I was eating Five Guys that day. I had a lot at airports over the last few days. Cutting down on the carbs.
Five Guys. No, it was a Philly cheesesteak I had. No, wait a second. It was a donut.
No donuts. I watched it, and San Antonio is significantly better than Memphis.
Yeah.
They were frustrating them.
Yeah.
And Memphis was just fouling. Because
San Antonio's were really, really good.
Right. So Memphis was just upset, so they were fouling a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Fizdale ran off all the numbers, and then he slammed his pen down where he goes, take that for data, you know, which I don't even know, take that for data. I don't know what that means. But so he was upset.
He was mad the other day because – Leonard shot more free throws than the whole Memphis team.
Right. Well, that's because your team is not nearly as good.
Well, they're not physical
enough. They have to resort to fouling. And Memphis is a tough team.
Right.
They're missing Tony Allen. He got injured, I think, on the last game of the season. He's your best defensive player by far. Maybe he might be the best one-on-one defender in the league, maybe. Maybe 3 years ago he was. But either way, he's great.
Yeah.
And so missing him, you're frustrated. You're not as good. You're fouling more because you have to because you're getting beat. So,
did you see Gasol's headshot?
No, I didn't see that.
Like there was a
Mark or Powell?
Mark.
Okay.
There was a rebound, like a whistle blew.
Yeah.
And the ball comes off the rim, and he bops it with his head, and it goes in.
On purpose.
Yeah. It was awesome.
He's Spanish.
Well, he played soccer.
Soccer's big over there. He's probably a goalie.
It's like game one, I think, of the series.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
That's funny. So that's that. But it does seem like Golden State is just cruising. Without Kevin Durant, they won by 30 points the other day. They didn't play him.
Yeah.
So
they're going to be fine.
So is there any reason to think that we're not going to have, for a third year in a row, the Cavs and the Warriors?
The only other team to do it, I think, is San Antonio. I don't think Houston can do it.
I don't think
they're not there. And I don't think Oklahoma City can do it.
The other team would be the Clippers that you would talk about.
No, the Clippers aren't doing it.
Yeah, the Clippers aren't doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be Golden State or San Antonio. It'll probably be Golden State. They're really, really good.
And you have Golden State winning.
Yeah.
If you're putting money on it, you figure Golden State wins.
I do, yeah.
I still believe in Cleveland. I still want to.
I really, really do.
You didn't last year, and I did, and look how it paid off.
And then Golden State got better.
They need your belief.
Golden State got better.
I think Cleveland's better.
No, they didn't get better than what Golden State got better.
Well, they didn't add like Golden State, but I think that they're a year into playing together.
Golden State has four potential like Hall of Famers, four like starters in the All-Star game.
Okay.
It's really, really, really good. They're really, really good.
Well, I know they're really good, but they were really, really good last year. They set the wins record. People forget that, all right? This is – okay, let me just say this because this has been making me mad. And now you just said the same thing that everybody else is saying. Like, oh, Golden State's so good they can't be beaten because look how good they are. People were saying the same stuff last year when they won more games than any team has ever won in the regular season and how unbeatable they were, but yet the Cavs beat them. And so don't act like it can't happen because it's already happened on a larger scale than it would need to happen this year.
Last year they were the best team in the regular season in the history of
the history of all basketball.
And they got better.
Every team.
And they got better.
They didn't win more games.
Well, Durant was hurt. Right now, they're better.
Listen, even if Durant was healthy, they would not have won more games.
Listen,
well, you can argue
there is
a basketball argument to be made that says that they are not as good with Kevin Durant.
I think in a playoff setting, they're going to be harder to beat this year with Durant than they were last year without Durant. It's another playmaker on the court to make shots.
I understand.
And he is between Durant and Thompson and Curry,
yeah.
There's not a point on this side of half court that's safe.
Right.
There's not.
They're very good at scoring the basketball.
Yes.
As Mark Jackson says. Big man down under. Scoring the basketball. Really?
Yeah.
Do we have to say that?
Scoring the PTS.
Scoring the basketball.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, that's the worst. So do you give... Now, the Oklahoma City series is... Oklahoma City's down 2-0 now? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And...
Westbrook just had a monster game.
He had like the greatest playoff game ever, maybe of anybody. He had a triple double with 51 points. He was out of the game for 92 seconds, and in that 92 seconds, Houston came back, and Oklahoma City could never make it up.
Yeah, there were like he left the game with a 13-point lead,
literally 92 seconds,
and 90 seconds later they closed the gap.
He was looking at Donovan, Billy Donovan, his coach, and he was like, "Put me in." Right. And Donovan was trying to give him a breather so that he'd go back in. And in the fourth quarter, he was shooting a lot of three-pointers, which kind of makes you think that his legs are tired.
Do you think if you could switch just coaches, like switch Pop and Donovan?
That would be fascinating.
Could Oklahoma City win?
Win
the regular season, well, I mean, do better than what they're doing now. The regular season would be played different because Pop rests his guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that if Popovich had that team, if you just gave him this team at the beginning of the year, Westbrook would not have averaged a triple-double.
No, because he would have rested.
Right. He would have forced
But he'd be healthier today.
Yeah.
And possibly winning some of these games that he's losing.
Yeah, but then you could argue that you don't really have a choice. Like, Donovan, he just used what he had in front of him.
Yeah.
So it's hard to criticize Billy
Donovan.
You
got a guy like Westbrook who wants to be out there.
Hey, here's a guy.
Here's a guy. He's putting up triple digits. He's scoring 50 points.
Triple digits?
No, he's...
Only Will did
triple
that.
Triple doubles. Oh. You know, and putting up 50 points at a time.
Yeah.
How do you not play him just all the time?
Right. Just let it happen.
And honestly, Oklahoma City, they love him and they want to see him out there.
Right.
You're not resting him. You're not resting him at home. I think Oklahoma City might storm the court.
You think so?
There's nobody else on that team. The team is awful. When Durant left, there's no reason to watch that team other than Westbrook.
Enes Kanter?
Keep going.
Victor Oladipo.
He's not worth going to pay money to see. I mean, he's a fine player.
He's pretty good at Indiana. So the stat that all the stat heads guys like, the guys that are like totally into stats, they like PER. That's the big stat for them, right? Russell Westbrook, and because it takes in efficiency, it's not just points scored, things like that. Russell Westbrook has the best PER in all of basketball. Would you like to know the top 10?
Sure.
Russell Westbrook, 56. James Harden, 53. LeBron James, 50. Kevin Durant, 46. DeMarcus Cousins, 46. Karl Anthony Towns, 46. The Greek Freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, 44. John Wall, 43. Isaiah Thomas, 42. Who is not on that list? Stephen Curry, Kawhi, Jimmy Butler's down there a little bit. Kyrie Irving's down there a little bit. So I think the reason I say that is because I think he's just playing inspired basketball. I don't think it's just he's just going out there being Kobe and just chucking it up like Kobe at the end of his career. He's distributing. He's passing the ball. He's doing all that stuff. So anyway. So there you go. That's the NBA playoffs. You're predicting that the Warriors beat the Cavs in the finals.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's it. How many games?
Seven.
So you say...
What?
That is like the stupid sports... You just did like the stupid sports argument thing, right? You just went on and on about how like they can't be beaten. They're so much better. Blah, 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 blah. And then you pick them winning in seven, right? Like if you think they're that much better, then then say they're going to win in five. A seven is like the series is split.
Okay, five.
It's too late. You already said what you said.
No, it's going to be seven. They're going to win every game at home. There will be no road wins.
No road wins.
Cleveland's going to win three at home. Golden State win four at home.
I have Cleveland in seven.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
It's not going to happen.
Cleveland! I don't think you should be allowed to call yourself a Cavs fan.
I love the Cavs.
I don't think you do.
Mark Price, Craig Elo, Larry Nance, Brad Daugherty.
They're not walking through that door.
I love those guys.
Yeah, they're not walking through that door. J.R. Smith with his shirt off. LeBron James.
Kyle Korver.
Kyle Korver.
Uncle Drew.
Uncle Drew, Kevin Love. Listen, Kevin Love, I was watching. I did watch that whole game.
Yeah.
LeBron James, Lance Stephenson was guarding Kevin Love, and LeBron James saw the mismatch,
yeah.
and he went straight to him like three times in a row. Every time Kevin Love posted up Stephenson, and he fouled him every single time. And Lance yeah. Stephenson was irate. He was all he could do was foul him. Yeah. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just got a good feeling about it. I had a bad feeling. Now I have a good feeling.
We'll see.
Follow the feeling. All right. Well, that's it. That's everything you need to know about Ohio State spring football, what we ate or shouldn't have eaten today, the MLB predictions, the NBA playoffs, and yeah, the only thing we didn't talk about is the Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll talk about that next time on Lower Road Radio. That's a tease. This is Dan.
It's a tease. It's not a promise.
Yeah. It's like teasing hockey fans. Like, we might talk about hockey.
Because we say keep your stick on the ice every single week.
Exactly. That's all we know about hockey. This is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to never wear the blue sweats and always keep your stick on the ice.